From NPR West, I'm Jack Speer. A Massachusetts man was defiant when he appeared in federal court in Boston today to face charges of planning terrorist attacks in U.S. shopping malls. From member station WBUR, Deborah Becker reports.
27-year-old Tariq Mahana was arrested at his parents' home in an upscale Boston suburb this morning and charged with conspiring to carry out terrorist attacks in U.S. shopping malls and against American politicians. In federal court in Boston, Mahana initially refused to stand before the judge until his father asked him to. Mahana's attorney, J.W. Carney, denied the charges and said they're based on fear.
I'm confident that the American people will put aside their sense of fear and instead retain their sense of fairness in the rights protected by our Constitution.
Last year, Mahana was charged with lying to terrorism investigators. He's being held until his next court appearance at the end of this month. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker in Boston.
Galleon Group, a large hedge fund whose founder has been charged with masterminding the biggest ever insider trading scheme involving such investment pools, is shutting down. Less than a week after being arrested, the fund's founder, Raj Rajaratnam, told investors and employees in a letter he will wind down the 12-year-old hedge fund. Rajaratnam's New York-based firm had around $3.7 billion under management at the end of last week. Federal prosecutors in an undercover sting operation that used wiretaps have accused the hedge fund's 52-year-old founder, along with five individuals from large companies, of illegally trading on non-public information in a scheme that netted them some $20 million. Federal officials in Los Angeles have charged 20 people with running a Medicare fraud scheme that illegally billed the government more than $25 million. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
The scheme in Los Angeles was uncovered by the Medicare Fraud Strike Force. Defendants in L.A. were arrested and accused of paying members of a local street gang as much as $10,000 to serve as fake owners of a medical equipment company. The so-called owners would then submit false claims for reimbursement to Medicare. Most of the fraudulent bills were for powered wheelchairs, hospital beds, and other expensive equipment. Many of the patients were deceased, didn't even exist, or never received the items. The Medicare Fraud Strike Force has been investigating unusual Medicare billing in four pilot cities, including Los Angeles, and in Houston, where several other defendants were arrested. In the past 2 years, the Strike Force has charged more than 300 people and accused them of illegally billing the government more than $700 million. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Even as there are signs of pickup in the broad economy, one area shows absolutely no signs of an upturn. Labor Department reports the number of people collecting unemployment benefits rose in 23 states last month while declining slightly in 19 others. Michigan had the highest unemployment rate at 15.3%. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 92 points today. This is NPR. A Texas woman says a spiritual guru presiding over a ceremony in an Arizona sweat lodge where three people died pushed people to remain inside even after several participants became ill or passed out. She says the illnesses among some participants at the ceremony came within the first hour of what was billed as a life-expanding experience by leader James Arthur Ray. The woman Beverly Bunn, in an interview with the Associated Press, says the ceremony was held after participants had already undergone days of physically and mentally strenuous events. A Southern reporter and author, legendary in newspaper circles for his hard-charging coverage of civil rights, civil liberties, and the Watergate scandal, has died. Jack Nelson was the Washington bureau chief of the L.A. Times for 21 years. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Born in Talladega, Alabama in October 1929, Nelson got his first job at the local newspaper in Biloxi, Mississippi, after attending high school there. One of his early scoops for the Atlanta Constitution won a Pulitzer Prize for revealing that doctors at a Georgia State mental hospital were pocketing fees for surgeries performed by nurses on patients there. He jumped to the Los Angeles Times in the mid-1960s and reported that three slain black students at South Carolina State College had not been militants in a pitched gunfight with police, but unarmed. Medical records showed several were shot in the back. Nelson later convinced a player in the Watergate burglary to tell his story on the record, linking it directly to the Nixon White House. Nelson is survived by his wife and two children by a previous marriage. He died Tuesday of pancreatic cancer. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Crude oil futures were up $2.25 a barrel today to end the session at $81.37 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.